I'm Adam Phillips, sitting in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Scurble this week on Wordmaster. Today is the language of bicycle or bike messengers. Businesses in every major American city rely on bike messengers to zip in and out of traffic at breakneck speed to deliver documents and important packages. Over time, these couriers have developed their own colorful language to describe their work. Before learning some of those words, I asked Travis Hugh Cully, a veteran Chicago courier and the author of The Immortal Class, Bike Messengers and the Cult of Human Power, just what his day job actually entails.
It's, on the surface, a very simple job. I get a call on my radio that says I need to pick up something. I bike there, I lock up, I walk upstairs, grab the package, get back on my bike and ride down the street, deliver the package, amen. I get paid a few dollars for that delivery. What becomes hairy and difficult is when you're doing 50 of those a day. And what's really a challenge is that you're not going to make a living unless you are working that hard in a city like mine, in Chicago.
Sheba Farron, Mr. Cully's friend and a longtime Washington, D.C. courier, was the 2000 Cycle Messenger World Champion. She joined us in the VOA studios to explain that courier slang is generally conveyed on the radio walkie-talkies couriers wear strapped to their shoulder bags.
The language, the different lingo, is used to describe specific buildings or specific sections of town. There's always a radio language, which varies from city to city. And if you're not familiar with it, you probably wouldn't understand a word anybody was saying on the radio.
Like, what is a rag? If my package is a rag, it's not in any hurry. I'm carrying a rag in the bag, and I've got nothing to do. So I can take on more work, keeping that one package on board, carrying it for 4 hours or more. And if I had hot work on, it would be an entirely different situation. If my package is burning up all over the desk, being the dispatcher's desk, not in my bag, then I'm going to be in a serious hurry, and I'm going to beeline it, of course.
Having it on, I think, means just that the package is in his bag. We use a 10 code for that. It's 10-8. I have the package. I'm 10-8.
Yeah, there's always the 10-4, which even at that turns into slang. In Chicago, 10th floor. And in Chicago, Roger, Roger is Roger, Roger.
Yeah, actually, we do the French Roger as well in Washington. That's kind of funny.
So 10-4 means what?
That means I copy.
I understand.
There's actually a 10-2 that says yes, and there's a 10-3 that says no. 10-4, 10th floor, Foraya is just a way of saying copy.
I also think that one of the most interesting ones for me was that from city to city, there's a different name for a run or a tag or a ticket. Okay, you pick up a package and you bring it from point A to point B. In Washington, D.C., that's called a run. That's one run. In Chicago, it's a drop. In San Francisco, it's a tag. In other places, it's a ticket.
Once you make your drop and you've got nothing in your bag, in Chicago, you're clean.
And here you're clear, because you weren't dirty to begin with.
Not so. You're always dirty in Chicago.
You have words for kinds of customers that you deal with that are really hard or harsh?
No.
We keep that language to ourselves sometime. If they concern a client, they stay with us.
Ms. Farron says that the word rookie, meaning someone who is inexperienced, is one potentially wounding word couriers use on each other.
You don't get any respect if you're a rookie. And the longer the person calling you a rookie has been on the street, the longer they're willing to call you a rookie. I had been a messenger for 5 years, and my old school friends were still calling me rookie. That old school would be the opposite of the rookie, of course. You know, the rookies, you feel sorry for them. They don't know their way around. They don't know how to dress in the rain, but you're not going to help them.
The best tip I can give to a bike messenger, a rookie, in any respect is, you know, just don't quit in the face of people calling you rookie all day.
They'll be your friends soon enough.
Yeah. in the face of weather and things like that, the most important thing is that you keep pushing through it. The human body is built such as to be waterproof. And though you might be a little wet, sometimes a little cold, it doesn't mean you cannot do your job.
Travis Hugh Cully is a bicycle messenger in downtown Chicago, Illinois, and is the author of a book about his craft, The Immortal Class, Bike Messengers and the Cult of Human Power. Sheba Farron is the 2000 Cycle Messenger World Champion and continues to deliver packages in and around Washington, D.C. And that's Wordmaster for this week. I'm Adam Phillips.
I wear a helmet that is made of rigid styrofoam, inspected by a French guy named Guillaume. I downshift my Sapano gears I pedal hard and I'm out of here. Ooh, glad I am that the coast is clear. Glad I am to be my bicycle and me. Some Saturdays at 6 a.m. I get up with Dylan Lowe in the parking lot of Hojo's west of town. We ride bikes that cost big bucks. We curse at smelly trucks mile after mile till the sun is almost down. What a ride, what a life. Maybe I'm crazy, don't ask my wife. I've been in love with these spinning wheels since I was maybe 3. My bicycle and me. Now pedal that bike, don't open that door till I go. Pedal that bike, that little old lady in the Dodge Diplomat. I don't think she sees me. I hope she doesn't teach me how to fly. Really closely to my skin. White to purple is the place where it begins. I've had my butt, and I'm careful to stay out of ruts. Wrap around sunglasses, I'm an alien. Feel my heart go pit-a-pat. Hello, big hill, goodbye, fat. Life goes by just like that. A 40-something's free is my bicycle, my bicycle, my bicycle.
It's, on the surface, a very simple job. I get a call on my radio that says I need to pick up something. I bike there, I lock up, I walk upstairs, grab the package, get back on my bike and ride down the street, deliver the package, amen. I get paid a few dollars for that delivery. What becomes hairy and difficult is when you're doing 50 of those a day. And what's really a challenge is that you're not going to make a living unless you are working that hard in a city like mine, in Chicago.
The language, the different lingo, is used to describe specific buildings or specific sections of town. There's always a radio language, which varies from city to city. And if you're not familiar with it, you probably wouldn't understand a word anybody was saying on the radio.
In the messenger community, as you get acquainted with it, you're confronted with these sometimes troubling words that you can't quite make sense of until you become part of the job. Like, what is a rag? If my package is a rag, it's not in any hurry. I'm carrying a rag in the bag, and I've got nothing to do. So I can take on more work, keeping that one package on board, carrying it for 4 hours or more. And if I had hot work on, it would be an entirely different situation. If my package is burning up all over the desk, being the dispatcher's desk, not in my bag, then I'm going to be in a serious hurry, and I'm going to beeline it, of course.
Having it on, I think, means just that the package is in his bag. We use a 10 code for that. It's 10-8. I have the package. I'm 10-8.
Yeah, there's always the 10-4, which even at that turns into slang. In Chicago, 10th floor. And in Chicago, Roger, Roger is Roger, Roger.
Oh, yeah, actually, we do the French Roger as well in Washington. That's kind of funny.
So 10-4 means what?
That means I copy.
I understand.
There's actually a 10-2 that says yes, and there's a 10-3 that says no. 10-4, 10th floor, Foraya is just a way of saying copy.
I also think that one of the most interesting ones for me was that from city to city, there's a different name for a run or a tag or a ticket. Okay, you pick up a package and you bring it from point A to point B. In Washington, D.C., that's called a run. That's one run. In Chicago, it's a drop. In San Francisco, it's a tag. In other places, it's a ticket.
Once you make your drop and you've got nothing in your bag, in Chicago, you're clean.
And here you're clear, because you weren't dirty to begin with.
not so. You're always dirty in Chicago.
You have words for kinds of customers that you deal with that are really hard or harsh?
No.
We keep that language to ourselves sometime. If they concern a client, they stay with us.
You don't get any respect if you're a rookie. And the longer the person calling you a rookie has been on the street, the longer they're willing to call you a rookie. I had been a messenger for 5 years, and my old school friends were still calling me rookie. That old school would be the opposite of the rookie, of course. You know, the rookies, you feel sorry for them. They don't know their way around. They don't know how to dress in the rain, but you're not going to help them.
Best tip I can give to a bike messenger, a rookie, in any respect is, you know, just don't quit in the face of people calling you rookie all day.
They'll be your friend soon enough.
Yeah. in the face of weather and things like that, the most important thing is that you keep pushing through it. The human body is built such as to be waterproof. And though you might be a little wet, sometimes a little cold, it doesn't mean you cannot do your job.
I would recommend not getting pneumonia your first winter as I did.
If I know gear, I pedal hard and I'm out of here. Ooh, glad I am that the coast is clear. Glad I am to be my bicycle and me. Some Saturdays at 6 a.m. I get up with Bill and Flo in the parking lot of Hojo's west of town. Ride light bikes that cost big bucks. We curse at smelly trucks mile after mile till the sun is almost down. What a ride, what a life. Maybe I'm crazy, don't ask my wife. I've been in love with these spinning wheels since I was baby three. My bicycle and me. Now pedal that bike, pedal that bike. Don't open that door till I go. Pedal that bike, pedal that bike. That little old lady in the Dodge Diplomat, I don't think she sees me. I hope she doesn't teach me how to fly. Thank you. lycra. It fits really closely to my skin. White to purple is the place where it begins. I pat my butt, and I'm careful to stay out of ruts. Wrap around sunglasses, I'm an alien. Feel my heart go pit-a-pat. Hello, big hill, goodbye, fat. Life goes by just like that. A 40-something's 3 years, my bicycle.